The Indian Serenade, published with the title Songs Written for an Indian Air in The Liberal, 1822. Reprinted, Lines to an Indian Air by Mrs. Shelley in Posthumous Poems, 1824. I arise from dreams of thee in the first sweet sleep of night, when the winds are breathing low and the stars are shining bright. I arise from dreams of thee, and a spirit in my feet hath led me who knows how to thy chamber window sweet. The wandering airs, they faint on the dark, the silent stream. The champak odours fail like sweet thoughts in a dream. The nightingale's complaint, it dies upon her heart, as I must on thine, O beloved as thou art. O lift me from the grass, I die, I faint, I fail. Let thy love in kisses rain on my lips and eyelids pale. My cheek is cold and white, alas, my heart beats loud and fast. Oh, press it to thine own again, where it will break at last. Cancelled Passage, published by W. M. Rossetti in Complete Political Works, 1870. O pillow cold and wet with tears, thou breathest sleep no more. To Sophia, Miss Stacy, published by W. M. Rossetti in Complete Political Works, 1870. Thou art fair, and few are fairer of the nymphs of earth or ocean. They are robes that fit the wearer, those soft limbs of thine, whose motion ever falls and shifts and glances as the life within them dances. Thy deep eyes, a double planet, gaze the wisest into madness with soft clear fire. The winds that fan it are those thoughts of tender gladness, which, like zephyrs on the billow, make thy gentle soul their pillow. If whatever face thou paintest in those eyes grows pale with pleasure, if the fainting soul is faintest when it hears thy harp's wild measure, wonder not that when thou speakest of the weak my heart is weakest. As dew beneath the wind of morning, as the sea which whirlwinds waken, as the birds at thunder's warning, as aught mute yet deeply shaken, as one who feels an unseen spirit, is my heart when thine is near it. To William Shelley, published by Mrs. Shelley, Posthumous Poems, 1824. My lost William, thou in whom some bright spirit lived and did that decaying robe consume, which its lustre faintly hid. Here its ashes find a tomb, but beneath this pyramid thou art not. If thing divine like thee can die, thy funeral shine is thy mother's grief and mine. Where art thou, gentle child? Let me think thy spirit feels, with its life intense and mild, and love of living leaves and weeds, among those tombs and ruins wild. Let me think that through low seeds of sweet flowers and sunny grass, into their hues and scents may pass a portion. to William Shelley, published by Mrs. Shelley, Poetical Works, 1839, first edition. Thy little footsteps on the sands of a remote and lonely shore, the twinkling of thine infant hands, where now the worm will feed no more. Thy mingled look of love and glee, when we return to gaze on thee. To Mary Shelley, published by Mrs. Shelley in Poetical Works, 1839, second edition. My dearest Mary, wherefore hast thou gone and left me in this dreary world alone? Thy form is here indeed, a lovely one, but thou art fled, gone down the dreary road that leads to sorrow's most obscure abode. Thou sittest on the hearth of pale despair, where, for thine own sake, I cannot follow thee. To Mary Shelley, published by Mrs. Shelley in Poetical Works, 1839, second edition. The world is dreary, and I am weary of wandering on without thee, Mary. A joy was erewhile in thy voice and thy smile, and 'tis gone when I should be gone too, Mary. On the Medusa of Leonardo da Vinci in the Florentine Gallery. Published by Mrs. Shelley in Posthumous Poems, 1824. It lieth, gazing on the midnight sky, upon the cloudy mountain peak supine, below far lands are seen tremblingly, its horror and its beauty are divine. Upon its lips and eyelids seem to lie loveliness like a shadow, from which shrine, firing and lurid, struggling underneath the agonies of anguish and of death. Yet it is less the horror than the grace which turns the gazer's spirit into stone, whereupon the lineaments of that dead face are graven till the characters be grown into itself, and thought no more can trace. 'Tis the melodious hue of beauty thrown athwart the darkness and the glare of pain, which humanize and harmonize the strain. And from its head, as from one body grows, as grass out of a watery rock, hairs which are vipers, and they curl and flow, and their long tangles in each other's lock, and with unending involution show their mailed radiance, as it were to mock the torture and the death within, and saw the solid air with many a ragged jaw. And from a stone beside, a poisonous eft peeps idly into those Gorgonian eyes, whilst in the air a ghastly bat, bereft of sense, has flitted with a mad surprise out of the cave this hideous light had cleft, and he comes hastening like a moth that hies after a taper, and the midnight sky flares a light more dread than obscurity. 'Tis the tempestuous loveliness of terror. For from the serpents gleams a brazen glare, kindled by that inextricable error, which makes a thrilling vapour of the air become an ever-shifting mirror of all the beauty and the terror there. A woman's countenance with serpent locks, gazing in death on heaven from those wet rocks. Love's Philosophy, published by Leigh Hunt in the Indicator, December 22, 1819, and reprinted in Mrs. Shelley, Posthumous Poems, 1824. The fountains mingle with the river, and the rivers with the ocean. The winds of heaven mix forever with a sweet emotion. Nothing in the world is single, all things by a law divine, in one spirit meet and mingle, why not I wish thine? See the mountains kiss high heaven and the waves clasp one another. No sister flower would be forgiven if it disdained its brother, and the sunlight clasps the earth, and the moonbeams kiss the sea. What is all this sweet work worth if thou kiss not me? Fragment, Follow to the Deep Woods Weeds, published by Dr. Garnett in Relics of Shelley, 1862. Follow to the deep woods weeds, follow to the wild briar dingle, where we seek to intermingle, and the violet tells her tale to the odour-scented gale, for they too have enough to do of such work as I and you. The Birth of Pleasure, published by Dr. Garnett in Relics of Shelley, 1862. At the creation of the earth, pleasure, that divinest birth, from the soil of heaven did rise, wrapped in sweet wild melodies, like an exaltation wreathing, to the sound of air low breathing, through aeolian pines which make a shade and shelter to the lake, whence it rises soft and slow, her life-breathing limbs did flow in the harmony divine of an ever-lengthening line, which enwrapped her perfect form with a beauty clear and warm. Fragment, Love the Universe Today, published by Mr. Shelley, Poetical Works, 1839. And who feels discord now or sorrow? Love is the universe today. These are the slaves of dim tomorrow, darkening life's labyrinthine way. Fragment, A Gentle Story of Two Lovers Young, published by Mrs. Shelley in Poetical Works, 1839, second edition. A gentle story of two lovers young who met in innocence and died in sorrow, and of one selfish heart whose rancor clung like curses on them, and ye slow to borrow the law of truth from such a tale, or in this world's deserted vale, do ye not see a star of gladness pierce the shadow of its sadness? When ye are cold, that love is a light sent from heaven, which none shall quench to cheer the innocent.